Okay. Today, I'd like to discuss the inyan of a pirtza b'mavu, pirtza b'chatzah, which is very halach l'maisa. You'll see. It's one of the, you know, in their everyday eruv is very halach l'maisa, meaning a lot of times you're going to have your eruv, and you can have a tzuras of Pesach around the area, but you can't manage to do it 100%. There'll be a gap here, right? Because it's sometimes hard to totally close it up because it's just logistics. So, you know, the question is, how much gap does halacha permit to have? And and once we discuss that, we'll get on to other areas which are very halacha l'maisa, namely Hilchas Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. Okay, so let's begin. So let's begin from the basics. The first Mishnah in the Masechta, and then the Mishnah in Yud Aleph on the Beis, discusses Hechsher Mavoi, meaning the regular din of a Mavoi. You have a Mavoi Sosum. You have a Mavoi Sosum, it has three walls. And so, according to Shitas HaRambam, that's a Karmelis Midaraisa. Karmelis, which is a Mokum Tor Midaraisa. According to the other Rishonim, it's Rosh HaYachim. But Afal Pikein, you still need a Tikkun L'Kulei Alma Baruch Revis. You need a Tikkun Baruch Revis. So you put a Lechi or a Korah. So if you have a Mavoi Sosum, you put a Lechi V'Korah Baruch Revis. Now that's a Mavoi. Now we know in the time of Chazal, the configuration of the community was as follows. There were a couple of houses fenced in the area, which was called a chatzer. So every chatzer had three, four houses, say, and they were surrounded by walls. And then the chatzer opened up into a Mavoi, into an alleyway, and there are several chatzeros which opened up on the sides of both sides of an alleyway. And then from the alleyway, they opened up into the Rishus HaRabim. The alleyway, they opened up into the Rishus HaRabim. So if you want to carry in the alleyway, even though the alleyway, if the alleyway is mefulush, then you need a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, Lechi and Korah on the other side, provided that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. If it's Rishus HaRabim, then you need losses. But if it's not the Zayinama and it's not going L'Orach Rishus HaRabim, so then it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So then you need, you can be Matirit, but Tzuras HaPesach on one side and Lechi Korah on the other side. If it's a Mavoi Sosum, that means it has three Mechitzas, like a Ches, so then you have to be Mesakeh in Baruch HaRevius with a Lechi or a Korah. That's the first Mishnah, and the Mishnah here in Yud Aleph on base. However, the Gemara tells us, without giving us a reason, that if you have the same situation by a chotzer, say by a chotzer, which normally has four walls, the fourth wall is missing. So it only has three walls. And the fourth wall is parit bimuluo. The fourth wall is totally open. So just like a mavoi that only has three walls, you're not allowed to carry in the mavoi. Just like the mavoi has three walls, you're not allowed to carry in the mavoi until you do a tikkun baruch revius, the hainu alechi or a korah. So who adinami? If the fourth wall, one of the walls of a chatzer is missing, you can't carry in the chatzer unless you do a tikkun. But what is the tikkun of a chatzer is different than the tikkun of a mavoi. The tikkun of a chatzer, we'll see in the Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Aleph, is the following. Either you have to have two lechis, a lechi on one side of the opening, and a lechi on another side, not a tzuras HaPesach, two lechis, or in lieu of the two lechis, you can have a mechitza, which is called a pas, which is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. In other words, and put it on one side. So in other words, your chatzer is open. It only has three walls. It should have four walls. And you want to carry in the chatzer. So you can either put, say your chatzer is also, you can either put a two lechis on the two ends of the opening, or instead of the two lechis, just put one big thing, namely a pas dalid, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and that matirs the chatzah. As the Gemara says, Tatanya chatzah niteres pas echad, Rabbi Yomim b'shnei pasim, and the Gemara says, Beruach achas be'arba, b'shnei ruchos mashu lakan u'mashu lakan. And that's the way.
Where'd you put the pas?
So it's either put what the pas over here, pas dalet over here, or two lechis, one over here, one over here. Now the Gemara tells us that a mavoi, you know, the usual shape of a mavoi is it's a long thing. It's an alleyway. The length is bigger than the width. A chatzer is not that way. Now, okay, so that's so that din. So when you from Masakeh and a Mavoi, and Rambam brings it down. You want to see? Mavoi sheyesh lo shlosha ksolim, unikrav Mavoi sosum. So what do you do? Hech matiri Mavoi sosum, osu b'rachvirus lechi okora. And then halacha gimel, hech matiri Mavoi mefulash, kitzuros ha-pesach mikan, v'lechi okora mikan. And then the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, page 3, Halacha Zayin, Eina Mavi Nitar Belechi Akora, Ach Yubatim Bechatzei Suchim Vesocho. There was a Mavi, in order to be called a Mavi, you need Batim in the Chatzer, and the Chatzer emptying out into the Mavi. And it has to have the shape. Have a Mavi Sha'orko Karachva Hareyoka Chatzer. In other words, part of the din mavoi is it should have that shape of a mavoi. But if it doesn't, then it has a din of a chatzer. Tein anitar ella mishnei lechayayin mishnei ruchosav or pas rachav arba miruach achas. And then the same thing by a chatzer. Chatzer is usually is either square or the rochav is bigger than the orach. Chatzah she'orka yoser al rochva is like a mavoi niteres b'lechim b'korah. Mavoi she'im batim chatzeres suchim v'solcho v'en shalo yolo al bayis echad o chatzah achas se'enu niter elo v'shnei l'chayayim o v'pas arba. So in other words, you have to have the shape and you have to have the din of batim chatzeres suchim v'solcho for the mavoi to have the special kula of alechi alone. No, so the chatzer is opened up to the mavoi, right? Or it's the other. You know, it could be we're talking about the other ruach. That was the ruach that's adjacent to the opening of the mavoi is going to have a. Well, usually, unless the whole wall fell down by the chatzer. Because it's going to usually be share a mechitza with the mavoi, and just have an opening into the mavoi. No, because that's not part of bimelua. It's only if one of the other walls falls down, right? So you have to matir it with either shnei lechayayim or pas dal. How big does the pirtza? So the pirtza has to be up to 10 amos. If the pirtza is more than 10 amos, so then the mavoi kin is not nitar belechi, you need a tzuras ha-pesach, and the chotzer is not nitar in these ways, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, the Gemara never tells us why there's a distinction between a mavoi and a chotzer. On one hand, I would think maybe a mavoi would be more chomer because it's closer to the Rishus HaRabim. Maybe you should need more. What is the distinction? That is not found in Shas to explain why. I mean, so normally we just say that's Zehu, you know. But the Rishonim and Achronim try to give Hesberim, and we'll see why these Hesberim could be relevant in the discussion. So Rosh V'Rishon HaBedabrim is the Rashban, the Tshuva, on page 4, Chelek Hey, Reish Gimel. The Shoal says, "Mashisha'al talama omru b'mavoi debratim v'chatzeis psuchos l'socho shenitar b'lechi v'korah." וכשאין באתם בחצייס פסוחים וסוחו, וכן חוצה שאין יתורם בלכי וקורא, אלא פס דלת. דעד רבו, איפך מסטרבר, כל דעב שידיורם, בואי הקורא תווי. In other words, the Mavoi has more P traffic going in the Mavoi, because the Mavoi has different chatzeiros entering it. So you would think that maybe needs more of a hacker, and the chatzeir is more private, you would think maybe not. So that was the Shoel asked the Rashba. Emphat the Rashba Stabra Koshul Osui Yosir Ladiro Lakashmishne Hatsneya Velechal Bahem Sorok Yosir Mechitzes Gemurus. Whereas anything that is a chatzer was more private. That was the nature of a chatzer. People did more private things there. They ate there, they didn't. In the Mavoi is much more public. So since the chotzer, the machus of a chotzer, is tashmishi hatznei alechol b'hem, tzorach yosem mechitzas gemuros. Ficha chachatzeres shal balabatim shadarkim nishtamish b'hem yosem tashmishi alechol b'hem tzrichos hamechitzas yosem gemuros. Chena din bevur shayim batim chatzeres psuchus tzorachol. And the same thing, if you have a mavoi that doesn't have batim chatzeres psuchim tzorachol, so you have less dirim watim, less people, the more privacy. So the tzura of a chatzer is more private. The tzura of a mavoi is more public, but if it's a mavoi that doesn't have chatzeres, ubatim psuchim l'socho, so that mavoi is dumya de chatzer. Dein aboshim kol chalechol l'shtamish b'em, v'hi chayim ke chatzer. Kinyin she'omru ba'alma mavoi shur bosh lechol b'socho in tashmishim kol kach, ki ufi riboy adiyur mitmai tashmisham. So Mamela, Bafal Pisha Binyan Zayna Shovakol, Jayesh Mabu Shirab Rabin, etc. So that's what the Rashba says, that a Mavoi is less private, so therefore it's enough with a lechi, a chatzer is more private, so you need two lechis or a pas dalet. Right, the Gemara says Kedera de Beishutfi is lo chamira lo
karira. It also talks about sukkah there.
Right. Okay. There could be different svaras. Yeah. Okay, but that's the svara that the Rashba gives. Oh, so take a look at the next answer in the Chacham Tzvi on page 5. Chacham Tzvi also tries to give he quotes the Rashba that the Rashba gave at Teretz, but he says the second arrow on yesterday times they killed the mavi v'lechi v'chotzer tzarch shem mazim should stab over yidorim or Yosef ben Eldam and shadam v'chotzer kach hekilubo. That for the rabbim, there are other cases that we were more makel for the rabbim. So the bigger, so chatzir is more private, not so therefore is less people. So we're more machmer for the rabbim. We're more makel. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. And the Aruch HaShulchan gives a third hesber. Here, Hashulchan says on page 6. In the middle of Beis. So first he quotes the Rashba's reason. Then he says, Nirali, first one was Nirali. The whole Mashakar of Yosef Labatim, Sarach Gedda Yofesh, she had Domikzas Labais. He came in to call Iker Chagozu Chachamim, Haikadesh Lol Lukhlufer, Bershus Arab. In other words, what's the whole thing? We're afraid you're going to... What's the whole thing of all these tikkunim? We're afraid that if you're going to come to carry from your house into the chatzer or into the mavoi, next thing is you'll carry into Rosh Hashanah. So if the thing that's close... The bias is totally private, right? It has four walls. Your home is most private. So if the thing that's next to your home is not going to be somewhat private, so that, and we're going to only matter with a lechi, so then that's going to look like, in contrast to your house, that's going to mamish look like a Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's a bigger chashash that you're going to come to carry to real Rosh Hashanah. So mele, what's closer to your house has to be look more similar to the house, and therefore it needs a bigger tikkun, namely two lechis or a pasdal. Masha'en Cain, the Mavoi, which now is contrasting to the Chatzer, which is further from the house, so it has to be somewhat similar to the Chatzer, but in other words, so you shouldn't make that mistake, but it doesn't have to be that similar because the Chatzer itself is not totally private. In other words, everything darga darga. When you start with the house, so the thing next to it should be somewhat private also, so it shouldn't look like a Rosh Hashanah. But then when we're coming from the chatzah to the mavoi, it has to be similar to the chatzah, but the chatzah itself is not so private, so we don't have to be so machmir in the mavoi. So what's ever adjacent to the next thing has to be somewhat similar to the thing that comes before it to make it look like that it doesn't look like a Rosh Hashanah. So that is the Aruch HaShulchan. So the three different mahalchim in what's the distinction between a chatzer that is nitar with beis lechayayin and a mavoi which needs only one lechi, and the chatzer can have beis lechayim or pas dalad, and either it's because of the chatzer is tashmishon behatzneim or because it's shal yochid versus the mavi shal rabim, or more make shal rabim, or because the chatzer is closer to the house. Okay. Now, okay, so that, till now, we're talking about a mavi or chatzer that has its three walls, but it's missing something on the fourth wall. It's missing the whole fourth wall, not just something. So, and it's not Esra, it's not more than 10 Amos, so then we matter it in these respective ways. But let's talk about now where the Mavoi has a breach in one of the side walls. It has three walls like a Ches, and you're going to put your Lechi and Korah on the fourth, but in one of the raglayim of the ches, there was a breach. So what's the halacha there? So the Gemara says, Dafeim Rav, the idma mavoi shenifrats mitzido klape rosho, idma mishmei the ravami ravasim yisham pas arba matir bepirtzar esa, bin lav pachas mishlosha matir shlosha ina matir. So he says like this. If you have a mavoi that's shaped like a ches, and has a lechi and a korah in the beginning, and then there's a breach. So, as long as the part of the two walls, the two parallel walls that are next to where the lechi and korah are, continue for four tfachim. So, Memela, the Lehi and Korah are not nifsal, because they relate at least to an area that's four tefachim. So then, as long as there's not a pirtza, yeser meyeser, in the walls, you're okay. However, if there's a breach in the beginning of the wall, in other words, you don't have four tefachim of wall on both sides near the where the Lehi and Korah are, so then the Lehi and Korah became nifsal, so to speak, because it doesn't relate to a Machom Choshev. So then, like this. If the Pirtz is less than Gimel, so it's Lavud, so then you don't have a problem. But if the Pirtza is what? Is more than Gimel, and it's in the very beginning, so then you're going to have to make a tikkun in that. Say you have a Pirtza of four tefachim, say you have the Lehi Korah, then you have one tefach wall on each side, and then the Pirtza is right there. So then you have to be misakein that pirtza. We'll see. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says with the Tzuras HaPesach, you have to be misakein that pirtza.
Why isn't the lechi considered the?
Because the lechi has to relate to at least a area of four tefachim of wall. If already once the lechi is at the mouth of the ches, and already there's a breach right away. So if it's less than three tefachim, it's kalavim. But if it's not less than three tefachim, then the lechi is only relating to a wall that's only two tefachim wide, which is a nothing. So therefore, you have a problem, and you have to be misakin the pirtza. And that's what the...
Does it matter which side the pirtza is on, the same side of the lechi or the opposite side? Does it matter?
What do you mean? Of course it matters. The din is that where the lechi is on them by the mouth of the ches, it has to relate to four tefachim of wall on both sides.
Yeah, on both. The
if the top of the ches has appeared, so that's not a problem.
If the lechi is here and the pirtza is on this wall, it doesn't matter.
Which wall? What's the ches? The top of the ches? The sides of the ches? The bottom. I mean, where the next to the gog.
Does it matter if the lefty's here or here? Does it matter? Is this the same picture if the lefty's here or here?
Does it matter if the lefty is... It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter which side the lefty's
on. Doesn't matter. Okay. So then... The Gemara says, okay, so like this. If the pirtza is further down by the gag of the ches, so then it's going to have the regular din of pirtza yes and yes. If it's further up, so then if it's within the first four tefachim, so then you have to be misakin it if it's on the near the lechi korah. Oh, but then the Gemara on Dav Vav Amud Aleph tells us another chiddush. You can read through the whole sugya, but the first word, three quarters of the way down, Vav Amud Aleph, page 8, the word is pirtza. Rav Chanan bar Rava, Shani Hosim de Kaboki by Rabim. So the Gemara tells us a chiddush that if you have a pirtza of dalat fachim in the mavui, in the side of the mavui, say further back, if it's by the top, so that it's going to be a problem, even if it's more than three tfachim, if it's by the very top. Any part not by the very top. You have a pirtza that's dalat fachim, and people walk through that area. It's not an area where there's refesh v'tit or that you can't walk through. People walk through. Not a Rishus HaRabim people walk, but people walk through. It's a way that people go there. 20 people a day, 30 people a day, whatever it is, people walk there. So then the halacha is that a pirtzas mavoi bitzido that has dalat fachim, which normally shouldn't be a problem, unless you have yeser meyeser. He has only dalat fachim. Dalat fachim usually is never a problem, right? Only maybe at the top of the mavoi you'd have problems. But here it's not at the top of the mavoi. It's near the top of the ches, and it's dalat fachim, and people are walking through. So the Gemara says you have to make a tikkun because it's baki barabim. It's baki barabim. So the discussion we're going to have later in the shiur is, so does that mean if I have an Erev, say here, you have an Erev on the, and you can't say, or it's difficult to close every single gap. So do we say, well, it appears to be less than Esser, so it should be okay? Or do we say, no, our streets, today, Lechora, our streets, are like Mavuos, right? And a Mavoi that has a Pirtza of Dalid, which is Baki Bo Rabim, whereas Baki Bo Rabim just means, hey, say you can't put it to the end of the sidewalk. In other words, there's a lamppost over here, so you got it to the lamppost, but then from the lamppost to the whole sidewalk, there's no enclosure. And but it's not more than 10 amos, but it's more than 4 tvachim, and people are walking there. So that's a classic example of Baki Barabim, a pirtza of Dalid. So that's the question. So like here in the Erev, there's a pirtza that's it's pretty big. It's less than 10 amos according to Reb Moshe, more than 10 amos according to Reb Chaim Noah. But it's certainly Dalat Fachim, and it's certainly Baki Barabim. So that is the question that we have to see. What is the story in our modern day society, Erevin, that we treat it like a Mavoi, and it's more than 4 Tfachim, and it's Baki Barabim, so maybe we should require that there be a stima till the very end, or else maybe there should be a problem, or maybe not. We'll see what the other side of the argument is.
The
Chazon Ish is explaining on a Daraisa level. Now we're trying to do Midrabanan.
Why would we assume that the level of the Chazon Ish
Because this is open, this is more like a mavoi, because this brings us to the highways, it brings us to the chatzer, is more of a place where private, you know, it's a private area where people are doing things. It's not where the whole public use, everyone's coming there like a mavoi, people are coming there, it's leading to the Rishus HaRabim, these streets are leading to the highways, etc. So this is much more dumya the chatzer, right? In other words, the hanacha of Rabbi Levant, which is important, is that the Gemara only says this din of Baki Barabim, of that has this chumrah that it's Baki Barabim and it's 4 tfachim. The Gemara only says it by a mavoi. Right? The Gemara never said that a chotzer that's dal tefachim boki barabim. Why is that? So the Pri Megadim. Let's see the Pri Megadim. Where's the Pri Megadim? The Pri Megadim tries to explain why don't we find such a thing. Pri Megadim, page 14. Why don't we find such a thing by a chotzer? Zok the Pri Megadim. First word in line is lechumra. Efshar bechotzer sheim manikim kolkach hilch rabim lodami lebavur. In other words, because the chotzer, even people, chotzer is a real private thing. So if people, so you can really have much more control over it. So even though people, lebaisa, people are trespassing and going through, but if you want any given second, you could stop it. So that baki barabim is much less significant than the baki barabim of the mavoi, which is. So that's how he explains that why we don't find that there's a din of baki barabim by a. By which McCall? By a chotzer. Okay? This has nothing to do with the machlokus of Osir Rabbim Vatlim Mechitzta. The din of Osir Rabbim Vatlim Mechitzta, lo Osir Rabbim Vatlim Mechitzta, first of all, it's all machlokus how we pass it, right? But that din is a din daraisa. That's on a deraisa level. Here we're talking about everything is good midaraisa. Because this rabbim is not the rabbim of Rosh HaRabbim. This rabbim is 30 people a day. You know, if people walk there, 30 people a day, but people go there. It's not whatever it is, 100 people a day. So this is a special chumrah midrabanan on a mavli. That's not Bogi Barab. One person here. You have to use your intuition. Your intuition is just as good as my intuition. Meaning, you need people there, Rabbim, like a sidewalk. People, like if you would have the Eruv that only goes till the end and it doesn't go to the lamppost, but the lamppost then, between the lamppost and the building is a whole sidewalk, people walk there. That's Rabbim. Meaning it's not the Rabbim of Osir Rabbim Vatla Mechitzta, because this then has nothing to do with Osir Rabbim. It's a special chumrah on a Pirtzis Mavli.
What's the sense? They can't put
them.
First of all, that's not their
full
answer. Why
they. You know, it's not easy. It's. I don't know, theoretically, if they won't. I don't know, you know, get permission. It's, obviously, it's easier if you don't have to put it. But we'll see. Let's see. So this is an important point. Oh, so what's the halacha? Good question. So let's see how this is brought first in Shulchan Aruch. Why not? On page 11. So Shin Samech Hei, Halacha Aleph we just did. Mavu Shinifrat Bo Pirtza Mitzido, Klape Rosho, Inisha Omid Berosho, Pas Rochav Arba, Tfachim Mutter, Hushalo Ya Pirtza Yeser Eser. That's the first halacha we learned. And the second halacha we learned is Nifrat Mitzido, Shalok Klape Rosho, Shira Basara, Afilo Shtar Mikoso Bisot Klum, or it's Eser Amos, Vahu Dolo Boki Barabim. Avalim Boko Barabim, Filo Nifrat Rak Dal Tfachim, Sarach Lasak No Shom. But if it's Boki Barabim, so then even Dalat Fachim is a problem. So says the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Dalid. Whereas if that area where the pirtza is matunaf, there's a lot of junk there, so no one's going to walk there. Or maybe one meshuga yovel will walk there. So then that's not baki rabbi. Kosher kain if shtayu gedudim, or if the wall didn't totally get demolished, there's still like four tfachim of wall on the bottom, so it's also not so easy to walk. I mean, in the Gemara, the Chatzim Pesachim B'Yudam is called Shekain Rosh Kosev Sivv Imam. Now, says the Magen Avraham, Tzarech Imam B'Mavur Shalonu Im Yesh Lahem Din Chatzir Le'inyin Zeh. In other words, our Mavuos, what is their status for this halacha? Are they like a Mavur or like a Chatzir? So he says that we treat our streets today like mevuos, yesh lahachmer, meaning to give the chumrah. Because if it would be like a chatzer, our streets would be like a chatzer. So then what? Then you don't have the chumrah of Baki by Rabin by Dalat Fakim. But if it's what? If it's a mavoi, so then you have the chumrah. Now, why is the Magen Avraham mistopic? So you have to realize the reason why he's mistopic is the following. Because there's another Ramah. And that other Ramah we have to go through well. But it's on page 21 in Shin Samach Gimel. So there are more rights. Bottom line, Yesh Omim Nogim Eidon Sakin Kol Mavuos Besuros HaPesach. The Kol Mavuos Shalado Yesh Lam Din Chatzeros. So Ramah says, and we got to get the pshat in this Ramah. That's going to be later in the shir. Ramah says that Bezman Hazeh you never Masakin a Mavoi just with a lechi. All our Mavois were Machmir to treat them like a chatzer, and we go even further, as a bigger chumrah, not even to be makel for the kulos of a chatzit, to even put a tzuras apesa. But that's like a tosefes chumrah. But the ikar chumrah is that our mavois today, we don't treat like a chatzit. So, why? So one could say simply, we'll see if this is the true pshat, and I'll spend time with it later in the shir, is that maybe to be a mavoi, you need batim v'chatzeres pesuchim v'socho. So the pasha pshat seems to be, even though we'll see other pshatim, that how does it work in our streets today? It's not like we have a bunch of houses in one courtyard and then the courtyard opens up to the chatzer. Basically, we don't have chatzeres going into we have batim going into a street. So the configuration is different. So we don't give the coolers of mavoi anymore. You have to see how this fits in with the three reasons from the beginning. Okay, but we'll leave that for later. So, but pashtus. So our mavois we treat like a chatzer that we don't allow a lechi. So the Magen Avraham is mistopic. So once you're treating it like chatzer, maybe I should get the kulavs of chatzer also, and not have the din of Baki Barabin. Well, no. This din that our chatzers, our bovois have a din of a chatzer, was only said l'chumra. It was not said l'kula. In other words, it's only said l'chumra, it's not said l'kula. And therefore, when it comes to being matted just with a lechi, we're not going to allow anymore. When it comes to the din of having a pirtz of dalad baki barabim, so then the halacha is that we should treat it like a mavoi, and it should be machmir. And that's what the Magen Avraham concludes. Yesh lahachmir. That's what the Magen Avraham concludes. Yesh lahachmir. Now there is a an Evan Ozer. Page 15. Evan Ozer. So first of all, so he argues on the Magen Avraham twofold. First of all, he says all the Achronim that say that there's no din of Baki Bo Rabin by Chatzer, that whole din doesn't apply, it's only din of Mavoi, I want to challenge it. Kosu Ataza Magen Avraham b'Chatzer afil Baki Bo Rabin pertosu b'yud v'kein yesh chiluk be Mavoi de pertosu b'dali de Baki Rabin. He says, first of all, I think even though the Gemara was talking about Mavoi, the did applies to Chatzer as well. That's one point. But then he writes on the next side, Kosev Magen Avraham, the left side on the top, Here Mekev is Chomav and Ifritz of Apir Tzibadal Tfachim Bokim Barab and Vienikim Bokhatz Lekulot the Yonim Mavosh Alonu the Chatzer Sheish Lehmo Lahachmer. In a man who's super kichotzer, so Magen Avraham suffix, it's a chotzer. So according to me, it's not a suffix, because it doesn't matter. Either way, it's going to be a problem. That's number one. However, ach ikar hadin, the mashmi midvar of the osel lidon bos bechad pirtzi baki barabim bezep hashud the shari. He says, but if you only have, he says like this. This whole halacha of Baki Bo Rabim is only talking about a situation where you have, say, a Mavoi Sosum, which was Nitor with a Lechi and a Korah, and now there's a Pirtza in the Tzad, the Tzido. So then we say that now if you have another Pesach of Dalet Fachim, there was a Lechi and a Korah only have the Koyach to be matir one Pesach. So if it's a Mavoi Sasum, like a Ches, so then, and there's one Lech in Korea, now you got another one, then you have a problem of what? That you have another Pesach, the Lech in Korea not going to be matir two Pesachim. One Lech in Korea can't be matir two Pesachim. So he says like this, Ar Chatzeros, or whatever you want to call them, we don't use Lech in Korea, we use Surah HaPesach here anyway. So therefore, if it's Nitar on day Tzuras HaPesach, so then even if it's Baki Bo Rabim, in other words, even a Mavoi that was Nitar but Tzuras HaPesach, and it was Baki Bo Rabim, is not going to need, is not going to have a problem. So he says, in tzad echad nifritz perisitz yud came in the ancient pesach rachat tzad echad feel nifritz tzad echad kam, and he holds even if it's many pirtzis on one side, it's not a problem. Maybe if there are two pirtzis, then it would be a problem. But he says that if it was nitar b'tzuras haPesach, it wouldn't be a problem. So that's the question. There's manazeh that we matir b'tzuras haPesach, so then maybe the whole din of pirtza dal of Baki Bo Rabim shouldn't apply. Maybe then we would have the regular din of eser amos pirtza yesem yesem. So that's a big question. So if you want to assume that you don't have to be masakin anything that's dalet tfachim, even if it's Baki Bo Rabim, because you're assuming like this Evan HaOzer, that it's Niskan B'tzuras HaPesach, and there's no problem. But the Magen Avraham is Machmir. The Magen Avraham says that's his whole suffix. He knows, even in our situation today, that it's that we use B'tzuras HaPesach, it doesn't matter. That's the din of Baki Bo Rabim. because it's mash mevur shalanu, and mevur shalanu we use suras haPesach. So he should have said that this whole din therefore shouldn't apply. Mevur shalanu, part of the din of mevur shalanu is going back to that Ramah that we're using suras haPesach. So the Mishkan of Yaakov has a tshuva about this. Who should we follow? The Magen Avraham or the Eben HaOzer? Page 16. Sheila Bayar Shalom Shemarvin Mitzvah Sapesach. I mean, Hefzeg Ben Mitzvah Sapesach. The Kol Abayis Shlosh Tzvachim Ibatol Mitzvah Sapesach. So he quotes the Magen Avraham, and then he quotes the whole discussion, and then he says in the end, on page 17. Ubavada Yeshla Hachmer Kedasa Magen Avraham. He says we should be Machmer for the Magen Avraham. And we shouldn't have any pirtzes, even pirtzes of Dalat Fachim in the Erev, even if it was Nitar Betzur Sapesach. This has nothing to do with.
Once we're dealing with the Tzur HaPesach, so that's like a Mukitzah. And now you're saying that the Tzur HaPesach is gonna make that Mukitzah not good. Tzur HaPesach is a Mukitzah,
no? No. The din of Osirah, this has nothing to do with Osirah. This is a din that you have Omed Merubah Laparet, you have everything. You don't even have a Rishus HaRabim necessarily. You don't have a Rishus HaRabim, you have a Karmelis. And there's a special question, a Chumrah Midrabanan, on an issue which is only Drabanan, whether you have to be Mesakein a Mavoy of Dalat Tvachim that's Boki Barabim or not. But this is without. We want to know: do you have to be misakin? In other words, it's not going to be an issue of osi rabim because anyway it's a karmelis. So there's no osi rabim. It's not a thoroughfare anyway. It's not a. It's just people happen to walk there. It's not a thoroughfare. So and it's not a rishus rabim. So this has nothing at all to do with osi rabim. This is a special din of a special din drabanan of the of baki barabim.
Isn't Shvat HaPetach better? I mean, it's considered now a wall.
That's the question. Do we say that we could, this pirtza now that's Dal Tvachim, could we leave it alone?
I'm saying the Shvat HaPetach is considered like a wall now, isn't it? We don't have the idea of.
No, in other words, you're using the Tzuras HaPetach in the other areas. So now when you have this breach, do you say this breach is only Dal Tvachim, I can leave it alone? Because it's not more than 10 Amos. What do I say? No, this is a breach that's Dal Tvachim, that people walk there, so I have to be Masak in it.
Right, so according to the Ibn Ozer, what was the idea that he would think that would solve the problem by putting up a Tzuras HaPetach?
Put up a Tzuras HaPetach.
You still have the breach after all. So how is
now you don't have the breach. There's a Tzuras HaPetach there.
But there's still a breach, isn't there?
If there's a Tzuras HaPetach, it's not a breach.
So the question goes back to the Mishkanot Yaakov. So why is it still a problem? Why do we have to be machmir according to the Magen Avraham? I mean, according to the Ben Ozer, there's no breach. There's no longer a breach.
No, the question is, do you have to put up the Tzuras HaPesach or not? That's the question. There's a breach there. Now, do I say leave it alone, like we have here?
We
leave it alone. Or do we put up the Tzuras HaPesach? That's the question. So it's interesting that Rav Schechter, in his article on the Manhattan Erev, has one of his tainas is that they're not machmir for the Magen Avraham. This is interesting. Because the Mishkan of Yaakov says you should be machmir for the Magen Avraham. But here, we're not necessarily machmir for the Magen Avraham. Maybe there they could do it, here they can't do it. Okay. Where is it, Rav Harari, the pirtza that's more than by Laurel Hill Terrace? Rabbi Ezra Schwartz would be happy to show you exactly, take you a tour of where it is. Okay. then you have to think about how the three reasons that we discussed before fit into this discussion as well. I'll let you think about it on your own. Okay, now we have to have another important discussion here, and that is the following. There is a sugya in Ervin, the sugya of Mavoi Akum. Take a look, Dav Vav. Page 8. First word lies the Rafuna. Titma, Mavoy Akum, Rav Omar Tarasu Kimufulash, Ushmul Omar Tarasu Kisosum. So Mavoy Akum is the picture right over here. You see? It's like a Dalet. You have one Mavoy going, in other words, the Mavoy that's shaped like a Dalet, and the two sides is opened up to the Rishus Rabbi. So how do you treat this Mavoy? You treat it like a Mavoy Hisosum or Mavoy Mufulash. So Rashi learns, what does it mean, Taraso Kimufulash? Taraso Kimufulash means that you view the top of the Dalet and the bottom of the Dalet as disjointed, and they're both a Mavoy Mufulash, so therefore you're going to have to put a Tzuras HaPesach In other words, what you can put is a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle, by the when it turns the bend, by the bend of the Dalet, a Tzuras HaPesach by the bend, yeah. And then a Lechi and Korah on the far sides, on the tip of the Dalet and on the bottom of the Dalet. So you treat it, so to speak, like two Mavoy Mefulashes. So you have a Tzuras HaPesach and a lechi for one, and that same Tzuras HaPesach is serving for the other one, together with the lechi on the bottom. And that's the opinion of Taraso Ke Mefulosh. And Taraso Ke Sosum, at least the first thing that Rashi says, is that you don't have to put anything in the middle. You just put a lechi on the one extreme, and another lechi on the other extreme. It's there. Pesach, what I understand. Pesach, people don't walk from both directions in a Pesach?
They don't
view. Well, so one second. So, it's pretty thicker. Tzuras HaPesach can work from both directions. If it's there, it's there. Well, so the question is like this. All our streets today are all like Mavoy Akums. Right, the whole city is full of a street turns. So how come we don't have a concept of putting a Tzuras HaPesach on every turn? Every turn we should have to be misakin another Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, you come out of this block and then you turn onto Amsterdam, or you go from. In other words, every time you turn the bend. That's a Mavoy Akum. So if the Gemara is saying that Mavoy Akum we pass in Taraso Kimufulach, so that means it's a Mavoy Akum. All our streets here, 186th Street and Amsterdam Avenue is a Dalet. We'll make something one Mavoy, two Mavoy, it's just words. It's one continuous thing that's shaped like a Dalet. So just like over there, it was shaped like a Dalet, you need a Tikkun Brak Mimus.
Here you had a reason to say this is one Mavoy because there were Chatzeros opening up into it. But because of Lysa, we don't have Chatzeros in Manazet, so then there's nothing connected, meaning they
happen to intersect, then you could say that they're separate hallways. It's not one long Maviyaku.
No, as long as it's one continuation, that's the same. That's the, call it different streets, whatever. But it's a continuation. If there would be a blockage, that would be something else. But why is ours different than theirs? It's one continuation, like a Dalit. So this is also one continuation, like a Dalit.
Just back up. We're saying the sidewalk is the middle or the street is
the street. The street, where the cars are going. So whenever it turns, the Gemara says, whenever it turns, there's a chiyuv of a tikkun. So why don't we make that tikkun? Right, so that'll lead, whatever. Say it's going to lead into the...
Mavoi.
Right, and every turn is
Akh. So it doesn't have to be a Shadavan.
We'll see, one second, we'll see. But whenever there's a Mavoi Akum, so...
eventually you're going to have a Shadavan.
Eventually you'll have a Yerusha Sarabha. Eventually you get to your highway. Right, so ours, okay, it'll be a little further. Right, so it shouldn't be any different.
Or maybe only that mobile with this should be the.
We'll see, but Lachar shouldn't be a chila. One second, just listen. So first of all, the Rashba has a taina on Rashi. He says. Says Rashba, page 9, second column. Umfi perusha chomor mi mefulash. Even mefulash gomor gonzel. Osa tzuas pesach lechem rasha amovi samach lushus radim lechi hakom ratzara acher. In other words, it comes out that this is more chomor than if it would be mefulash mamish. Means mefulash mamish means mamish straight. So we'd only need one. Tzuras HaPesach at one end, and Lechi Korah and the other end, and Genug. That's it. Here, he's saying Tarasso Kim Mefulash, but it's more Chomer than Mefulash. Because here you're requiring at every cross bend, there should be another Lechi, another Tzuras HaPesach. So how could it be that it's more Chomer? So therefore, the Rashba wants to learn a different Pshat. Mistabrily, third column, he says, no, Tarasso Kibbe Foolish doesn't mean what Rashi says, that you need a Tikkun Bak Mimus. It doesn't mean that you need a Tikkun Bak Mimus. What it means is, you view it, the Dalit as if it's straight. You straighten out the Dalit, and then in a Chanami, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach on one end, and the Lechi and Kor on the other end. So like Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, he has a whole long tshuva about this. According to the Rashba, we're okay. But according to Rashi, every time you turn a direction, there should be another Tzuras HaPesach. Now, what's Pshat in Rashi? The Rashba Taka has a good kasha. Why is a Dalad more chomer than a flat? So Tosis gives the teretz for Rashi on page 8 at the bottom. One second. The end of Tosas, Dibra Maskel Rav, the last line. The Eilat Mo, Lami Yem Movei Akum Chomor Mim Befulash Gomor. The Sagi Betzuras HaPesach V'lechi Echad. To be in Shiyur Tzuras HaPesach Kol B'nei Movei. The word is that, because if it turns, then you're not going to see the Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore, every turn you need a Tzuras HaPesach, so everyone could be seeing the Tzuras HaPesach. So in other words, if it's straight, then you look down, you see the Tzuras HaPesach at the end. Right? But if it turns, then you're not going to be able to see the Tzuras HaPesach at the end because it's a Dalit. So if you're on the leg of the Dalit, you're not going to see the Tzuras HaPesach on the top of the Dalit. So therefore, every turn, you have another Tzuras HaPesach. That's how Tosis explains for Rashi. Yeah, so Tarasu Kisasum just means. Right. So take a look at page 9. Tarasu Kisasum Mamish, David Lev, Enotzar, Klach, Musa, Klum, El Osa, Lechi, Bekorah. In other words, all you need is a lechi on each side, on the extreme sides. Because it's, and you don't need a tzuras haPesach. Because it's like sosum. So a mavi sosum just needs a lechi on the extreme sides. Oh. So the Mari Vial, page 10, deals with this question. He says, "B'hagos ma'imani pirish maram the vur shalano ain't tzrichim el beiz l'chayayim." It's really the maram he wrote. The lo havi el siluk diurim ve'inam tzrichim tzuras haPesach. Mehay time in there the vur shalano lo havu torasim kim fulash la tzrichim tzuras haPesach bach miusol kim marvi akin hasar ayri pasuch l'shus harabim. So he says like this. The Pashup Shad is what he's saying is like this. That he's talking about a city which is Mukaf Mechitzis. And in the city that's Mukaf Mechitzis, we want to make individual Erev Chatzeres for different parts of the city. But you have to include everyone if they're part of your city, like if they're part of your courtyard, then you can't exclude anybody. If you exclude anybody, the whole area is no good. So what you can do is you can isolate your mavoi from the rest of the community. Say the rest of the community doesn't want to make an Erev Chatzeres, but you do. So you could isolate your mavoi from the rest. And how do you do that? So you put at the end of the mavoi, you put tzuras haPesach and say on each side, and then and you don't have to put anything in the middle because the whole area anyway is a Rishus HaYachid. So here, all you want to do is separate within the Rishus HaYachid, you want to separate your area from the other area, so that's how you do it. Masha Ein Kein in the Gemara is talking about that there's no walls around it. It's Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. So in a chanami, if it's pasuach l'rishus harabim, so then in a chanami, you have to what? Put a tzuras haPesach on every yakmumis. Oh. So what does the Mari Vial mean? Does he mean rishus harabim versus Carmelis? Or does he mean no? He doesn't. When he uses the word Rishus HaRabim, so in other words, one could have said, "Well, we don't have a din Rishus HaRabim as man as that, so you don't have to have this whole din." Does he mean that? Well, he doesn't mean that. He means there's a chiluk when anyway the area is Rishus HaYachid and you're just siphoning off your Rishus HaYachid from the other Rishus HaYachid versus not. So the Magen Avraham says the pashtus, the Mari Vial, we'll see inside, is not nochis that. In other words, again, we're bothered by this question. How come we don't put a tzuras haPesach on every turn? How come we don't put a tzuras haPesach on every turn? So the Magen Avraham, so you could say, oh, the Mari Vial says not. See, that's if you read, so the Magen Avraham says, that's if you read, I'll show you the Magen Avraham in a second, inside. If you read the Mari Vial superficially, you'll say, well, he says you need Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaRabim. But if you read the first part, that's not what he's trying to contrast between Rishus HaRabim and not. He's trying to contrast whether it's an area where you want to be Matir Tiltal, like it's a Carmelis, so you want to be Matir Tiltal, so then in a Chanami, you have to put a thing back mimus. Here, sabshat you want to be matcha. Of course, you want to be matcha tilta. But here, you have your reshus yachid. It's mukav chomer. You have your reshus yachid, and what? And yet you want to siphon off your part of the reshus yachid from the other part of the reshus yachid. Then you don't need a tikkun back mimus, back mimus. But the Magen Avraham is going to ask Akasha. But so then it comes out, if that's the pshat, then in a Carmelist today, where it's not Mukov Mechitzas, we should still require a Tikkun Bat Mimus. Oh, so look inside of the Magen Avraham. Take a look on page 22. Page 22. Yes.
The case in the Gemara was there was no mechitzot.
It was a city without walls. It wasn't a walled city.
Okay.
So now you want to carry in the mavoi, so you better make sure to make a tikkun, and every time you turn,
right,
you have to make another tzuras ha-pesach. Every turn, another tzuras ha-pesach. So the question is, why don't we do it? So he says, because our city is a mukav mechitzas. So it's a reshus hayachid anyway. All we're trying to do is masalik the urim. We want to siphon ourselves off from the rest. So then we're okay. So says the Magen Avraham. Look in the Magen Avraham, the first word on the line on page 22. Da'af. Da'af mumisu sorach tikun. De'ein chilak ben reshus harabim lekarmelis. He doesn't need to make a chiluk between Rosh Hashanah and Carmelis. They both need a tikkun bach mimus. He makes them make a chiluk when it's a Rosh Hashanah and you want to misalik the urim versus when it's not a Rosh Hashanah. So frek the Magen Avraham b'tzarchi on second arrow shelo reisi nogin kain. Frek the Magen Avraham lo reisi nogin kain. Meaning even in cities that are not walled cities, I still don't see people making a tikkun bach mimus. So says the Magen Avraham, what's the pshat? Hey, nearly the kaven, the sasam ramah, because of kol mu'ur shalonu yeshalem din chatzeris. Mashma fil e mukov choma, kaven shem batim chatzeris sukum lesoko, yesh bem din chatzer, v'chatzer ein chiluk ben okum l'shove, ein tzorech el tikkun echad. He says the answer is because that the Ramos says Kol Mavur Shalonu is that have a din of Chatzer. Kol Mavur Shalonu Yeshlam din Chatzeris. Right, so he's saying, and therefore Kevin Shem Batu Chatzeris Pesukim Tzolcho. So Yeshlam. So in other words, the Mavurs don't have a. In other words, the. Here he's saying that the din of the Ramah is going to come out of Akula.
That's Akula.
Akula. It's Akula. Right, well, in other words, so you see, he splits his position. Because beforehand, he said he was mistopic by the din of Baki Barabim, and he said, Yesh Lahachmir. But here, he's saying, he really wants to be Machmir here also. But he says, what can I do? I have a Minag Olam is not that way. The Minhag Olam is not that way. So I have to say, that must be that Lagabe, this halacha, we treat it like a chotzer, and by chotzer akum, there's no din of tikkun bach mimus. Tage shver. V'chotzer ain't chil bein akum l'shova, ain't tzarech lo tikkun echa b'rosho. B'kol mokum l'inyin zeh, Shame over lem the main low home, but in and Tarch Suspes came into Krovel Shusarabim. Well, the ain't but Muksu Krovel Shusarabim ain't Tarch Tikkun. Whereas it's similar to what Moshe Tuchman said, that could be that only the part that's Krovel to Shusarabim would need it and not that. Okay. Now. So take a look now in the Trumas Hadeshah. Because the Trumas Hadeshin is the source of this original statement that we don't have what? Mavuos Bezman Hazeh. Take a look on page 19. How come the original Ramah, the original innocent Ramah, what was the original innocent Ramah? The Ramah says that we don't use the kulas of Mavoi Bizman Hazeh, right? We started off the shir, said Mavoi has kulas, I'm just using a Lechen Korah, Zok the Ramah, we don't have the kulas Bizman Hazeh. We don't have the kulas Bizman Hazeh. Why? Why? So, if you look in the Trumas Hadeshin, you'll see something similar to what the Marivayel said about the Achmumimus. He says, why don't we have the din of Lechi and Korah Bezman Hazeh? Because the din of Lechi and Korah was said by Rosh Hashanah. It was said by Rosh Hashanah. However, Bezman Hazeh, our cities are walled. And again, what are we trying to do? We're trying to what? To siphon off. Meaning, for Rosh Hashanah, all you need is the Heker. But by Rosh Hashanah Yochid, when you want to siphon off, so then, you mamish have to make a wall between you and the other guy. In other words, you would think maybe Rosh Hashanah Yochid is more kal. No. In other words, to siphon off, in other words, once the area is mukaf mechitzis, so it's like one big chatzer now. And now you won't want to have one Erev Chatzeres for the whole city. You want to siphon off. So to siphon off, you have to have either Shnei Pasim or Tzurasa Pesach to siphon off. So Mela, that's the pshat in why we don't use but the question is what? Think about it, one second. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshin says. Kaven de Rova right Yaros Mukovin Choma him can call a ear Harry Kotzer shall rabim. Him can have all the sake and a mavus or besocha tzarich le sakno kedel shem sakno machshirim shaboyim lach lo kotzer achaz le shlosher varba rushuyos. Namely, with something more than just a lechi. Question is, like the Magen Avraham says, by that mimus, but we don't. But that became the minhag even in a place that. Take a look now in the Magen Avraham or in the Mishnah Berura. In other words, this was the original reason of the Ramah. This was the original reason of the Ramah why we don't have the kulas of, because the kulas of a mavoi was a mavoi that's opening up to Rosh Hashanah. Our mavois today are not opening up to Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela, it's not Nitar Belechi. That's what. So the question is. Well, the question is, what about if there's no wall? Right? We're still not Mekel to use a. Where's the Mogana? Where's the witch we'll call him? Right. Because for Shusha Rabbi you just needed a heker. Here you wanna Sava. So that you would think Ibrahim Mastabra, but that's Kach Tiknu to do it that way. Oh. So take a look at the Magen Avraham on page 22 now from the top. So he explains the Trumas Hadeshin. Did he chatzeres came with the Rova Yaris Mukovas Cholma. Usually, the chotzer sarf is kind of mavus. And then he quotes the Marivail as well by the Akmimus. This is the same piece. So then he says, page 22. But the question is, look, the wide line that begins Marivail. Sarachi and Shlarizi Nogim came. Lachin Nirali, they came into the Sosam Ramah. You see, if you look up the Ramah and you look the reason for the Ramah in the Truma Sedeshan, you see he's only talking about a walled city. But Lamaisa, the Ramah never said that he's only talking about a walled city. The Ramah just says, Buzmanazah, we don't use Lachis. So what's the pshat? Why don't we use lechis? So if you say like the Truma Sedeshan, the walled city, but the Ramah doesn't say only walled city. So you could say that's what he meant, if you know, but the Lamaisi didn't say, that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the coolers of Mavoi because we don't have Chatzeres Pesuchim L'Sokho. In other words, and that would be a reason even in a non-walled city. Because the heter of a mavoi to have, and it works good with the Aruch HaShulchan, because it's comparative. Maybe, if you think about that. In other words, the question is, L'chora, if you want to take him literally, the Ramah, he's based on the Truma Sedeshan, and if he's based on the Truma Sedeshan, what should come out? That if it's not a walled city, then you can have the heter of a lechi bizman hazeh. But the Magen Avraham points out, but the Ramah didn't limit himself only to a walled city, even though maybe he should have. So it must be another reason we have to throw in here, besides the Truma Sedeshan's reason, that we don't have mavuos, don't have chatzeres psuchim l'socho. Now is the punchline. Why don't we have chatzeres psuchim l'socho? So I'd say poshut. Everyone has their private house, and then it opens up. You don't have like a bunch of houses and a courtyard and a thing, right?
An apartment building,
right? Oh, so comes the Chazon Ish. Now this is Rav Shechter's famous Chazon Ish. Comes the Chazon Ish and says, "What's the pshat?" Page 28. Why don't we have mavuos today? Because we don't have chatzeres. He says, "Avgalim kovim dirudim kolmokim leidim dimovi tzori chotzer dake sheikar tashmish habayisham k'moshe hayu bimei chazal." He says that you need to have din chotzer, Chazon Ish says, which is similar to what we saw in the Truvas HaRashba. Chotzer means that people do, you know, they wash their clothes, they do private things there. So since they don't do private things there in Achatzeris today, so Mimele, they don't have a din chotzer. So if the chotzer doesn't have a din chotzer, Mimele, the Movoi doesn't have a din Movoi. And therefore, you don't get the kula of Lechi. What? 1 second. So that's what he says. But Lachori, you don't have to say like this. I don't know if that's muchrach to say it pshat in the Magen Avraham. That in other words, you could just say simply that we just don't have inochanami. A chatzer inochanami could still have a din chatzer, even if you don't do private things there. But Lamaisa, we don't have that configuration.
So the street is the Mavoi.
Right.
So where is this chatzer?
That's where it's in. Right. It's not, In other words, what is the Chazon Ish saying? In other words, the Magen Avraham says to answer up that the Ramaz din is not only in Er Mukav Choma, but even Alam Mukav Choma. So he says, well, we don't have Blatim B'Chatzeres P'suchim L'Socho to the Movi today. So the Chazon Ish is saying, because our Chatzeres are not Chatzeres that you do Tashmishe Bayis Bahem. And therefore, but I don't know if that's necessarily what B'Klal. It's not like that we have them and we don't do. So maybe in a Hanami, if we would have them, even if we wouldn't do Tashmishe Bayis and Socham, it would be. Right. Okay. But Zman the Magen Avraham. I don't know how many apartment buildings there were like that. Maybe in our days. But I'm saying. I don't think he was nochis to apartment buildings. So I don't know that necessarily that this. In other words, Rav Shecht always says like this monk, this Chazon Ish is muchrach in the Ramah. I don't know if the Chazon Ish is muchrach in the Ramah. It's a possible. I mean, again, in the Magen Avraham's version of the Ramah. You know, this is a. You know, maybe that's not what the Magen Avraham had in mind. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the main part is the streets, but okay.
But I don't understand. Maybe there's more to the area of Hatziris. Maybe this could cause a major problem.
No, because Erev Chatziris has nothing to do with Chatzir. Erev Chatziris has to do with one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't need a din Chatzir for Erev Chatziris. One second. So that's the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says it elsewhere as well. Chazon Ish says there's a famous Taz in Hilchas Mezuzah, and that's the big Shaila. What if you have a porch? You have a deck that you can only so you can get from your house onto the porch. You can only get to the porch. Say it's on the third floor. It's a, what do you call it? A balcony. So the big question is, where do you put the mezuzah? On the right side going into the balcony, or onto the right side going from the balcony into the house? So usually most balconies are not dalet al dalet anyway. Recently, one of my talmidim showed me a house, an apartment that he just got, and that balcony could be dalet al dalet according to Reb Chaim Noah, which is pretty good, because most balconies don't make dalet al dalet according to anybody. Real dalet al dalet. So the Taz on page 29 quotes the Maril that you put the mezuzah on the right side going out. And that's where Moshe writes a tshuva like that also. The right side going from the house to the balcony. That's what he passed. The Taz B'Shem the Maril. So the Chazon Ish says on that, Chazon Ish says on page 27 that he doesn't think first take a look the Chazon Ish on page 27 where he says it again. He says B'vur shalonu ein batim chatzeres p'suchim tzochim nira datam b'shem shacheres shalonu einam ledira k'charetzeres shalohem. Okay, that's that we said before. And then on page 28, then he says it again on page 28, and again on page 30, when he's talking about mezuzah, he wants a taina that din of the maril was only if it was a real chotzer, that you would do tashmishi bayis. But if you would just, you know, you wouldn't do any tashmishe bayis there, so then he thinks he should put it going in. Okay, and this comes up in Hilchas Chanukah. That question is in Hilchas Chanukah. So where do you light the menorah? Where do you light the menorah? So most people, they just light in the house, but the shayla comes up in a dormitory, and Every year, this yeshiva, it's like Hanukkah never existed before. Every year it's a new discussion, like it never happened before for the past 20 years. But actually, in the old days, they actually let you light in the rooms. That was the old practice. Then you would walk on Hanukkah outside, you'd see the whole Reuben, all the menorahs and all the, you know, the whole morgue, all the, it was very nice to see. But then it wasn't so safe, so then they decided everyone has to light in the hallway, right outside your room. And then there'll be a guard going there. And then they decided that's no good. You have to light downstairs. So Rav Shechter was more rare based on this chazanish. That if the heter is light downstairs is al tzchotzer, so maybe b'zman hazeh that chazanish says we don't have a din chotzer because we don't bake there, we don't do housely pursuits there. So the chazanish people, so this comes up in Eretz Yisrael today where people, you know, they live the second floor or whatever, and they have a courtyard there. So and people do light outside. So should you light by the Pesach Habayis or by the Pesach HaChotzer? So the Chazon Ish said that you don't light by the Pesach HaChotzer because Bezmaneinu ain't lahadlik by Pesach HaChotzer, Sefer Shmutz Yitzchak, page 32. B'nei Hayom Shona Inyan Chotzer. That was the Chazon Ish. Then he says, Shemati Megon Rav Rafal Salvechik, Shegar Bekom Ashniya. He lived on the second floor. He was the Brisker of son. Taviv agrees, Amrlo Lahadlik Bepesach Abinyan. Right? To light downstairs. Downstairs. Because he viewed the vestibule as like a chotzer. And he light downstairs, not. So someone asked the Brisker Rav, there's no Tashmishin. He says, Pesach Chatzim, and Olan Shetzarech Tashmishin. Who says you need Tashmishin? So, meaning, first of all, maybe you can challenge the Chazon Ish even what he said, Pshat in the Ramon Erev. But even if you want to give him, grant him, his Pshad in the Magen of Ram and the Ramah, but who says for Chanukah you need Tashmishin? And he says Rav Yashiv says that the Mokum Hadlokas Ne'er Chanukah is Pesach HaChotzer HaSomach L'Shus HaRabim V'lo Tolei Hadover Tashmish HaChotzer Yeni Chotzer V'Abayis Yish Cheder Magreid Mokum Hadlokas Pesach HaChedra Madregos Ponu L'Shus HaRabim. So that's this Machlokas. This is quoted from the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav. Either Hilch is enough of a Tashmish or. What is it? It's just an area. I remember in Karen Biavna, I lived in the plaza in Karen Biavna, and Rabbi Rubenstein told the people then that if you didn't face the road, then you should light in downstairs in the vestibule. That's what we used to do. And here, that became the practice, barring, you know, Rav Shechter's opinion that you shouldn't do it. Right, but L'chor Pesach Chotzer shouldn't be L'ikuvah.
It's got to be where the Rabbim are passing by.
Okay, so here the Rabbim go in the Chotzer. The Rabbim in the Chotzer. Chotzer is filled, Menea Bay, with people.
When they lived in the hallways in the dormitory, that's it. Was that that was considered
Chotzer? Yeah, I mean, that was Pesach Habayis, maybe. Pesach Habayis. So there's what to say, and this is all, you know, assuming that you need a bias. It's not so simple that you need a bias, b'chlal. But this is the truth in the Tzitz Eliezer, that if you're, You see, it's not so positive. Rav Shechter is very big in the Sefer article he wrote in Kovar Arav that mezuzah, that near Chanukah is a Chovas Habayis. But it never says that in the Gemara. What the Gemara says, near Yishu Beiso, means something totally different. Near Yishu Beiso doesn't mean it's a Chovas Habayis. Near Yishu Beiso means that the household is Yotze with one menorah. Beiso doesn't mean you need a structure of a bias. Right? The Gemara never says. The only that some Rishonim say that the reason why they were Misaki in the Birkas Haroah is because not everyone has a bias. Yeah, okay, it's next to you. You're camping out on the street corner, you know, and you So that's the discussion here. You know, different many yeshivas they do light in the, some still light in the dorm rooms and some light in the, you know, but Rav Abadi told me he thought that Bizman Azeh that we light it, that we're not lighting for the Rishus HaRabim. The Iker lighting is for the B'nai Bayis. So as long as the B'nai Bayis are there, this is a question. This is the old shayla of the Hanukkah party. You have a Hanukkah party by your aunt, and you're only staying there for the party. Could you light the menorah there? So a lot of people, based on the Taz, say, no, you're not sleeping there. You can't light. And the Tshuva's Mosnei Tzedek, and Rav Abadi thought this like this also. If everyone's there and you're lighting for them, so it shouldn't matter that it shouldn't be a din of bias that it has to be Bizman Azeh, that we're lighting for inside. So inside means we're lighting for the B'nai HaBayis. So if the B'nai HaBayis are all at the end, so because of the hate, light over there. Choshed, we're not choshed today, right? There's no din choshed today because we light inside, so no one's gonna pass your house and not see. Right, so we don't really have the din of. We don't have We don't have the din of chashad. So Rav Abadi wasn't so concerned that you can light anywhere. Right. And that's a discussion in Rav Turchin's Sefer whether it was a separate takana or not. Briskerov, you can look in his. In his sefer. So there is this far of the Chazon Ish, but it's not like so pashut. You know, they're definitely, Rabbi Yashiv didn't paskin like that. And it's not so. So there's a lot as far as Lakan or Lakan that it maybe is not so bad to light here in the, in the hallway, in the vestibules here. But this is now you can finally understand it in the context of what the Chazon Ish said it in this whole discussion of the Trumas Hadeshin with the Magen Avraham, and it comes in, you know, the definition of a Mavoi Achra, and it, you know, and this is the whole discussion of Pirtzis Mavoi, Pirtzis Chotzer, you know, the difference of three reasons we gave, and then the Din of Boki Barabim, and the Machlokas Magen Avraham and Eben Ozer, and the Achmimus. Mavayakum, the Machlokas Rashi and the Rashba, and the Marivayal's Tshuva, and the Magen Avraham's explanation, and the Ramah that Ein Lanu Mavuos Bezman Hazeh, and the Pshat of the Magen Avraham, and the Chazon Ish Pshat, and how it makes it relevant for Neiros Chanukah. So now you can see the whole picture, and then I leave it up to you to mafalpel more in the end. Right, according to the Brisker Rav. Right, he's not working necessarily as a Brisker Rav. He'll be the first one to tell you that he's not a Brisker.
I'm saying, if we call it Stadim, you should light inside. You know
Allah.
What? Even if you hold that you don't need Allah from Jurim in the Chatzir, the Brisker Rav saying, and the Chatzir isn't wrong, still.
Yeah, it's not like the Brisker Rav. In the Hanami, he's not saying like the Brisker Rav. He's not claiming to say it was the Brisker Rav. That doesn't mean that the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav are the only two possibilities that exist.